Summit Bike Share Ambassador Chris Putt says, with the motor-assisted pedals on e-bikes, it's possible to bike into Park City from the Kimball Junction Transit Center or Ecker Hill Park and Ride without getting too sweaty.
I think bike share systems in the past have been more like a first mile, last mile problem. With e-bikes, I mean, it's more than just a mile that you can cover really quickly and really easily.
Access to the local bike trail system means cyclists who are hesitant to ride on the shoulders of the higher speed corridors in and out of town don't have to. Putt says except for a few road crossings, people can take the bike paths all the way into town.
So long as people are aware of those and utilize the system that we have here, it would be a really safe and quick way to get around town because it bypasses a lot of stoplights and stop signs too. So you have the benefit of using that.
Caroline Rodriguez, Regional Transportation Planning Manager for Summit County, says active transportation, including biking or walking, plays a significant role in mitigating traffic on the corridors. The county has invested in the e-bike program to demonstrate to the Utah Department of Transportation, which owns SR 224 and 248, that the community wants more options like that for reducing traffic. Rodriguez says it's also important to make improvements to active transportation, perhaps by adding bike lockers or air pump stations, to show support for those who commute that way.
With our residents, visitors, and workers, they've demonstrated to us that they are willing to use these other modes of transportation, especially walking, biking, scootering, or whatever it is. And we want to provide those facilities. So when we ask them, hey, 1 or 2 days a week, can you try and do something other than riding alone in your car? That we are giving them a way to do that safely.
For those looking to e-bike into work, there are a few items to consider. To rent an e-bike, you must be 18 years or older. Try to remember to wear a helmet and be courteous to others utilizing the trails. For information about pricing, passes, and station locations, visit summitbikeshare.com. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.